Welcome back to another episode of the IC Pixels podcast. This is David.
And this is Anthony.
We're a little bit late this week, but thanks for waiting or whatever. So let's start off. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I saw a little bit because I was eating sushi and it was on the TV, but it was not my plan to watch a Super Bowl.
Because all lives matter, that's why you watched it, or what?
Well, I've been boycotting the Super Bowl this year. I mean, I've been boycotting football this year and the year before that.
So you were woke early, like before Kaepernick realized he should be woke, you was woke.
Pre-woke.
You never went to sleep.
No. I stay woke.
You just be taking naps periodically when you listen to the Migos or something.
Hey, you know, yeah, you know. Wait, no, that's not them. They're skirt, mama,
pussy. yeah, but, I didn't see the Super Bowl either. The funny part about it is that I was actually in Philly on Sunday too, part of the day on Sunday. And there's a whole lot of Eagles fans there. They're so psyched because they haven't won in so long. So,
I think it's ever. I don't know.
I'm not. I usually actually do watch the Super Bowl, but I don't. I'm not like a super. I don't follow the game or anything like that. Actually, it's funny because a few years ago, I was actually in a fantasy football league. I've been in fantasy football leagues a couple times, but I literally never watched the games, or very rarely watched the
game.
So I was just like picking people based on their name. Like, yeah, this guy seems like a nice person.
I joined the fantasy basketball league and then didn't. I don't know. I guess I was supposed to pay attention at certain point. I forgot to get in the draft or whatever, and then I don't know.
You just got the leftovers at the end?
Yeah, and then I guess I was supposed to follow. And it's just too much work. Yeah. I realized, like, I don't have the time. I don't have the energy to follow just watching basketball. So, like, having to do something other than that, that's, like, a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. I mean, it's the same reason why I don't watch. You generally watch the Super Bowl, not because I care. It's just like a thing to do. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of pick who I'm going to go for that year, the day of. But this year I didn't even make that effort, but I ended up seeing part of it. But yeah, you know.
So who are you going for?
I wanted Philadelphia to win because...
Yeah, we've all seen the Patriots win plenty of times.
Yeah, I don't really care about them and, you know, MAGA. I don't know.
All right, so have you gotten your Black Panther tickets already?
Yes, I bought them last weekend. I'm going the 18th. I picked a theater where I can choose my own seats. I mean, where I picked out my seats, so I already have them. They're K10, K11, and K12.
So you can spread out, you know, it's three of you? Or you're taking...
No, K10, K11, and K12. No, three of us. Me, the boy, and the lady friend. And we're going to be front and center. I'm debating if I need to pick up some of my African
a nice dashiki or like a dead lion scarf.
I have a Black Panther like workout shirt. It's a little snug, but I may go in and rock that.
Yeah, I haven't. I know my wife wants to see it. I'm interested. I just don't want to be disappointed.
And you won't. I don't think you'll be disappointed. You've definitely paid to see movies where you're disappointed.
Yeah, I've,
and there was white people in it.
Yep.
But you didn't have a problem with going to see it.
You are correct.
Yeah.
So
I think it's our obligation to go and watch it, even if it's not as good as people say it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but no one says that about Tyler Perry movies.
I don't feel obligated.
I mean, they are consistently trash.
That's very different. That's very different.
Because I've supported a couple of his movies that were exceptionally trash. Like, Why Did I Get Married?
He doesn't need my support. No. He's good.
So Marvel does?
No, but... No.
Alright, so I've played Devil's Advocate.
Look, it doesn't have to make sense. I'm just saying, look, you know... Tyler Perry's fine. I respect his hustle and everything. I just don't care for his movies. But yeah, we're all gonna show up and we're gonna support Black Panther. That's what we're gonna do. It's been decided. I mean, and I've heard that it's just, I mean, trying not to follow too much of the hype so that, you know, I don't get sort of disappointed and be like, man, y'all were just kind of hyping it. I mean, I'm with you, but like, but I've heard good things. So I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be happy, and I don't know. I like science fiction, and I like black stuff usually. So, hey.
Yeah, I'll
just hope they don't take all of my ideas that I had for the book I'm trying to write.
Black Panther—it's been a comic. I've never seen one of the comics, but now I'm like interested. Like, I should check out that series or whatever, but I just never did. I know a few years back, there was a Black Panther cartoon on Netflix I watched, and it was actually pretty good because it was like Batman and how somehow I had to do something with Black Panther. I don't know. It was pretty good.
I think there's a good chance that like maybe a third or maybe a half, at least a third of the people going to see Black Panther think that it's about the Black Panthers. But they're going to show up anyway and support.
I don't know. If anyone is that ignorant, then I'm sorry for them.
Yeah, I was talking to her dad. Well, that was a while ago. And I was like, oh, you're excited about that? He was like, what? But he thought I was talking about the actual Black Panthers. But yeah, no.
You got to make sure you're clear in not saying the S. You're going to see Black Panther, not Black Panthers.
Yeah, because he was like, why would I want to see that? I lived through it. And I was like, no, no, no. No. Not that. So,
all right. So, what were we going to talk about? So this week, I wanted to talk about how much is good design worth? Because I got an email from somebody about, and it was from some company. Like the subject of the email was how much is good design worth? And it was basically kind of a survey, I guess, about people's salary that work in the design related fields and stuff like that. I didn't read all of it, but it prompted me to think about like how much is design worth these days, because now, I mean, a lot of the stuff has been around for a long time, but there's things like Fiverr. I know like back in 06, 07, when I first moved here to DC and I didn't really have enough income, I didn't have a job at first. And so I was on one of those sites like Fiverr. It wasn't Fiverr. It was, I forget what it was called, but it was one of those spec type things where you do work and if they like it, they pay you. And I was considering doing that to make some extra side money. I never did, thank God, because things worked out. But it's just basically there's been a growth, I guess, in like cheap design services where you can say, you know, like, so one other I remember, well, Fiverr is a prime example where you can get something done for $5 or, you know, some extremely low price. It might not be very good, but you know, people will equate that with what that service is worth. And then I've seen several ads for this thing called Tailor Brands. I was actually trying it out right before we started recording. It's basically somewhere where it's a website that will kind of AI, it uses, you know, some kind of programming to basically make a brand, a logo for you based on what you put in. So you say, you know, here's my company name, I want an icon-based logo, I just want text, I want, this is the type of company it is, whatever, and then it will start making something for you. And so I feel like a lot of this...
Is it good?
Well, I'm going through it now, let me see. Let's see what it comes up.
Is it just like, oh, it's a logo?
So I went in, okay, the process is you go in and you say what the name of your business is, you... put in like a little description about what you do and what industry you're in, like coffee shop or something like that. And then it'll ask you some questions like, do you like this one or that one? Do you like that one or that one? Like, it'll give you font choices and let you pick which one you like most. And then since they're in spins and builds you what it says is a logo. And I don't want to register.
But I guess then you got to register and actually see your logo.
But, logos. But yeah, it did generate some logos. They're not amazing. Because it seems like basically it knew that. So I put in the name Alien Muffin because that's our company name, and it generated like some draft, like mock-up views of stationery, business cards, website, and then it gave me different logos that I can just basically preview and see. I'm not going to register because I'm not interested in their service or getting bombarded with emails or giving them my Facebook. Well, I don't care about my Facebook, but still. But anyway, I say all that to say, it seems like design-related services are in some ways becoming commoditized. They're like a commodity where it's just understood that you should have these things, and therefore they're cheaper and cheaper to get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was thinking like nowadays there's so many people trying to do startups and little, you know, their little businesses or get their Instagram business going and, you know, stuff like that. There's so many people trying to do that. And so many people just want to look professional really quick. So there's a market for these people that can spin up a little generic looking logo that looks good enough that it doesn't look like you just sketched it, your little brother sketched it, but you know, but it's also very generic at the same time. But it's like just good enough that you could kind of, you know,
yeah, it looks like
if you stick around long enough as a company. Yeah. You stick around long enough as a company, then maybe it could actually work for you. I mean, another example, something I was using recently just to get ideas, is this website. I mean, I don't want to shout them out because it's taken away from our business. But you can look them up, look up web, like they have a list of names, company names with an accompanying logo and a domain.
Gross.
That you can pay them like a couple of thousand dollars.
Pre-made, brand, basically. Brand.
Yeah, you get the logo. That's the thing about the logos. A lot, some of them are right, but a lot of them, it's like, okay, you're gonna get sued for that. especially when the name is like really similar. But it's like they bought all these domain names that are just these weird, you know, variations of words and things like that. That you can just, hey, go in there and you can buy your domain and everything, and they have it all locked up.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good place for ideas, but it, yeah, there's absolutely some ridiculous stuff in there, but it's like a lot of, I mean, some of the logos weren't bad, but I mean, some of them were just generic, but it's, you know, my fear is, because I was talking about this at work, and I was like, my fear is if we picked one of these, we're going to be at some event.
Someone else picked a similar one.
Well, yeah, well, that one, that's not possible, but they could come up with like, I was almost going to pick that one. That was like, almost our name. Well, we weren't going to use the logo for sure, but it's like even the name and the domain and everything, somebody else could have been like, hey, you know, I almost got that one too. You beat me to it. And it's like, that's just, I don't know. It's like, I just don't, it just feels weird to me because it's like somebody, you know, you're just buying an idea off of somebody.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a, you know, a template or something like that. It's like, no, you just, they came up with this whole thing, especially if you don't change it. You take the logo, you take everything else. But, I mean, it, I don't know. I mean, it, I think, I mean, that kind of thing can work for, you know, maybe, like we were saying, people that are just trying to jump off the ground real quick, have something that looks legit, like right off out the door and everything, but it still comes down to, you know, that'll last for a little while, but if you haven't put any that much thought into your brand that you just want something generic, then how long are you going to be around? Like, there's nothing behind that. You, it's just like all a facade. Like, you have this big, you know, you have your, you know, your little, you know, Squarespace website or Wix website. You got your generic logo you found somewhere. But, like, what's your company about? Like, have you put any thought into that? Have you put as much thought into that as you did into picking a generic logo off the, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how long is that going to last you?
Yeah, that's true. I'd say, like, if I needed to whip something up just to look somewhat professional, I think it is, it's a viable option. I think it's useful for something. If you're not sure your business is going to stick around, I think it's useful. It's like, hey, well, I did this Taylor Brands thing. It was free and or close to free and I'm good enough. Or I spent $1,000 and I just bought the whole package now. But either way, it's like,
well, if you're not sure it's going to stick around, sure, like maybe, what are you doing?
A better way to do it, but
I think Why are you putting in the work to start a business if you're not sure you're going to stick? I mean, like,
it's like buying a house and saying, well, let me just buy the cheapest materials I can get and build a house just so I can have a house. And then later I'll come back and build it right. But if you do that, then it's just going to cause problems for you. You know, just all the time. It's going to be a problem. And even still, it might work out. The logo might work perfectly. People might love it. But then at some point, you're going to need to rebrand because someone else is going to have a logo very similar. So if you look at, I sent you some of the logos they sent me, they generated for me. And
yeah,
they are logo-esque, but I wouldn't call them logos because they're not really, it's not much design. Basically, they take...
They don't mean anything. They don't say anything.
And these would work. These honestly would work for some, like there are some companies that have logos like this where it's just like a circle with an A in it or some amorphous blob thing that looks like, and it's got a letter on it. That works for some companies, but a lot of times it's because they've had that for years and they've been using that for years. But now if I get one of these, I'm sure there's a bunch of people that have the same thing or are using the same thing. And I don't look, it doesn't, there's no thought into it. And I think that's what kind of makes logos stand out as good to me. It's like, the, you know, like you think about the AT&T Death Star and the arrow and the FedEx icon logo and like the like all those type of, Microsoft has some interesting, not that interesting, but some things in their logo, the Google logo, a lot of those, they're not like all amazing and perfect, but they're iconic and they're a little interesting and they kind of have a way of kind of describing the company in some way or another.
Yeah, some thought went into it, like some real, you know. Yeah, because it's possible. Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned the FedEx one. It looks, look on a base, you know, you may just look at it, it's like, oh, yeah, they just use some random font. But it's not until you really look at it that you realize, like, no, it's more than that. Like, some real thought put in, went into this, and they're, you know, they're really trying to do something. I mean, and that's what I try to do. I mean, I want to, like, I'm working on some branding at work right now, and it's like, yeah, I can spin up some bunch of generic stuff real quick, but it's like, no, I want to put some real thought into this so that, you know, it, you know, it means something. Because that's, I think, you know, the thought that you put in, the effort that you put into something, like, resonates. You know, it starts from your look, your, you know, the look of your business, and everything down goes down from there. The feel of it and the environment and the culture, you know, you're trying to live up to a certain standard. Especially when you're coming into something, you're trying to rebrand something, you're trying to make it mean something now. If something, what it was before didn't feel like it meant something. It's like, I want something, want to make now to mean something, stand for something, be something that people can actually get behind. Like, oh yeah, when I see that, it makes me feel this way and I'm on board, you know?
Yep.
And that, I mean, that's, I mean, I was just thinking, like, I mean, those other logos, I mean, that reminds, that makes me think of, like, I was at IKEA the other day, standing in line, and it was like this guy, and I was like, you know, I know it was the end of like nice jacket. I was like, that's a cool looking, I mean, it's a nice little, it's like a puffy jacket, but it was like denim and like had some leather accents or whatever. And I was just standing there in line, you know, you just stand there, you start staring at people. And I was like, this whole outfit, I mean, it like, it looks good, but it looks like he got, you know, just walked into the store and was like, give me everything that mannequin has on. It doesn't look like in any, I mean, a lot of people dress like that, but it's like you didn't put any thought into individuality.
The same exact,
it's like a uniform. Yeah. And it looks like somebody told you to wear that. It's like, yeah, wear this. Everybody's wearing this right now. This is what's hot right now. You know, wear, you know, grow a beard, you know, wear a dim shirt, you know, I mean, a plaid shirt
or whatever those are, some ultra
boots. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, here, this is what you need to do because this is what everybody, you know, this is what everybody's doing, so this is how you fit in kind of thing. It's kind of, I don't understand. Like, I noticed, I was reading an article that was talking about how Pinterest just recently changed their logo. You know, they had cursive before. It's all blocky now. But the logo, the P, is still cursive, so it just looks off now. And it's like, why did you do that? You were different. Now you look like everybody else. Well, actually, you look worse because you're trying, but then you know.
Well, I definitely see.
It just looks weird.
That's one thing I notice a lot is that the thing where, because everything is so, there's so many places you can get, like, decent design for things, be it, like we talked about Fiverr or this Taylor Brand site or, like, building your site through Wix or Squarespace or whatever. There's like that generic design that's available to everybody, so it's easy to get, and so it's very easy as well to end up looking like everyone else. Like, where your site is just like everyone else that has, like, so I don't know. I think it's useful. There's a place for it.
I mean,
there's value in it on some level, but if you want to stand out, you got to be different. And you got to spend a little money.
Yeah. I mean, there's some value to, you know, not shocking somebody and, you know, kind of being somewhere in the neighborhood of something so it's recognizable. But I don't know. I also like the idea of just not being that way. And that's why you stand out. But, you know, if you're going to go that way, you need to have, I'm trying to think of a good example of that, but you need to have the chops to be able to do that. You know, it got to be more than just your look. You got to really be different. You know, I mean, like in music or whatever, it's like, you know, you gotta
mumble different than everyone else.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I was thinking, like, you know, everybody's rapping this way, and then you got like Chance the Rapper, and it's like completely different. But it's like you gotta be able to, you can't just go out and just be, you know, making all the sounds he makes and all this kind of stuff, but then you're not talking about anything. Like, you gotta actually be able to back that up. Otherwise, we were gonna look at it, it's like, oh, huh, that was fun, and then. Yeah. Keep on moving, you know. So,
well, how do you with has to be this more than whole, I guess, trend you could call it towards, you know, design being more widely available? Have you ever encountered pushback, like from a client saying, "Well, I could just go to Fiverr and get this"?
No, I haven't heard anybody say that yet. No,
I've had a couple people. So I've had several clients, they didn't push back on me regarding price or anything like that, but they have said, yo, I got this done by somebody on Fiverr, and now I don't want to pay them to change it or whatever. They ran into some issue with Fiverr people, and now they're coming to a real design.
Oh, and then they want you to, oh, well, let me think. Actually, I mean, I have people have put back, recently I gave somebody a quote, and they were like, oh, no, I don't want to spend that much. Like, oh, all right, well.
Okay. I definitely refer people to Fiverr.
That's fine,
and
I've referred
people like Wix or whatever the other one, Squarespace, because it's like, what you need is not worth my time.
Which we really should be doing that and getting a referral fee.
I guess you can
get the affiliate. We need to set that up, actually.
But it's like, so I know we've talked about this in like how, you know, determining how much you charge for work and whether work is worth it, but in some cases the effort that I'm gonna put into trying to make your stuff look good and make sure it works right and your business makes sense, it's not worth that. Like, if you're not that serious about it, then go get a cheap logo from, you know, Taylor Brands or somewhere else, or go get a cheap website from wherever. Then once you know you're really trying to do some work, then you can call me. But don't call me for your cheap stuff, because if you're not committed, then your wallet won't be committed, and I won't be committed either.
I mean, I've had people, they went with something else because they were like, yeah, well, I just didn't want to bug you and blah, blah, blah. And then now they need them. Like, oh, you should
right
just, I mean, you know, you got money, I'll make time.
Well, that's
one thing
I would say is, like, if you're needing something designed and you're looking at all these options that are available out here, definitely review them. Definitely see if what they give you is what you want. Because if it is, go for it. Take that.
Yeah.
If you want the shoes from Payless, buy them. But,
Take that.
Yeah.
Somebody shops there. Growing up, we did.
That buy, you know, like the cheap stuff or the lower quality items. That's fine. Nothing's wrong with that. This isn't one's better than you.
They serve their, they serve their purpose. These companies exist for a reason. I mean, and if you have a kid, you know, take them to Payless. I mean, no point in buying brand new shoes. You know,
don't need Jordan 3 because they don't know. They don't know the value.
No,
and I think that's
no. They don't know the value, and they're going to grow out of them really quick. And you just blew money. They don't care what they're going to walk in mud with them, and they won't care.
I think the same thing applies with some of the design services. Is like, You're just a kid in this space. So you're not sure what you need. You're not sure how it can work for you. You're not sure. So get the cheap thing, try it out, see how it goes. And then when you come to me, because the people that have come to me after their experience with either Fiverr or whatever, you know, other source of inexpensive design they went to, They were really prepared to work with me. Because, you know, like, I work with some people that haven't gone through that process. And, you know, I've got to do some training and more selling to explain to them why, you know, here's why you should go with me. But this is like, you know, dating the girl who just came out of a relationship with a terrible guy. They know. They're like, okay, I know exactly what I'm looking for. And they know what to avoid. And so it's easier to work with them.
Or they just go back to the same type of guy.
Yeah.
And hope that it's going to work out again.
That's a different problem.
You're referring to the person that's on their, like, third
bad word. If they've got a history of just bad people, and then you show up as the first good guy, then it makes it easier.
Yeah. Just somebody after they've listened to a bunch of podcasts and, you know, they've really, you know, new year, new me kind of thing. Not, you know, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Have you been keeping your New Year's resolutions or whatever? So at the beginning of February, I saw a bunch of people posting, like, Happy New Year. You know, January was just a free trial and all this other stuff. Like, and it goes back to what we talked about before. Like, if you're actually about that resolution life, then you started in December.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I actually made any.
I don't think you did, because we talked about it and we were like,
yeah, I talked about going month to month, and it's February, and in the month of January I failed to write down my goals for the year. I mean, I've been going to the gym more, but I mean, that doesn't count. I have a gym, you know, on site now, so I don't have an excuse. But
is it more crowded now?
No. No. I mean, it's not as big as, you know, one that you pay for, but no, that's an apartment complex. Actually, they have two. Oh, and they have classes, too, I could go to. I haven't gone to those yet, but yeah, no, I'm getting, as much as I got to pay for rent, I'm getting all my money's worth at this place. I'm going to be in the
pool every day.
Yeah, they got three pools. There's two gyms. There's one with a bunch of weights, and then the other one is more like exercise bikes, like some cycling, like spin class type bikes, and then like some of those big balls, and, you know, like stuff like that. You can do more calisthenics, you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, there's also a yoga room though. But yeah, so
I might need to come visit just to use all these facilities.
Yeah. So I've been
because my wife wanted to join the gym in our neighborhood. We didn't, but I'm thinking about it because I need to just go look, because I don't want to pay and then the gym is just like a bunch of cycle spin class stuff. Because I don't.
How much is this gym?
$40 a year. It's really cheap.
A year?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Really?
But I just want to see. I just want to see what's in there, because I don't want to spend money for just...
Is it like a separate building, or is it like...
Yeah, so it's down. It's in a community center in our neighborhood.
Oh, well, I'm sure they got more than just... I would hope.
It's like at least they got some... I just need to look, because I want to make sure they have some weights so that I can actually... Because I do all my calisthenics stuff and whatever the other thing is called. I don't remember what it's called, but whatever. I do all that stuff, like running around with my kids and riding my bike, so I don't need to go to the gym to ride a bike. That's lame. So,
yeah,
it's cold outside, and if it's cold outside, I'll do something else.
I mean, if they got some dumbbells, then that's all you really need.
I'm looking for some dumbbells and maybe a couple machines so I can get my swole on.
Well, you don't even need the machine. Because we don't, I mean, there's a machine there, but I've been using more of the dumbbells because you can get more control. I don't know if this has to do with design, but, but I looked up some stuff and did some research, and you can do everything. There's a lot of stuff you can do with dumbbells because a machine actually helps you more, and, you know, it helps too much sometimes. So you can get more effective if you just learn how to do the dumbbells right and everything. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So,
so to tie that in, what you need, you know, these quick logos, they're like the machine in what you need. Okay. No, I'm sorry.
I think they are.
Go ahead.
You're exactly right. I think a lot of this, it's cool. It does what it needs to do. But I think it can handicap you in some ways because it makes it too easy and it doesn't call you to think through, okay, who is my audience? What is going to work best for them? What's going to be most appealing for them? That type of thing. The same questions I'm going to ask you if I'm designing a real logo. Like, the Taylor Brand site didn't ask me really. And it just spit out some stuff. And yeah, some of them might work. But as you hone in on who your audience really is, then you may say, whoa, you know.
Yeah, you haven't put real thought into it. You're not thinking about what's, I mean, like we were talking about the machines versus everything else. You're not thinking about what's being worked. You're not having to adjust these things. It's just giving you something, that it'll make you stronger. It'll help your business out, but there wasn't real thought put into it. There wasn't, it's not, it's missing. It's not, you're not hitting all the little parts that that are important to what you're doing that are going to keep you going. So.
Yeah, because I feel like you could go through all the thought process and everything, work with a real designer, and you could probably, in some case, you might end up with the exact same logo that you could get from Taylor Brands, but you'll have thought about it and you'll know why that logo works for you versus like, oh, that logo works because the website told me to use it.
Yeah.
You'll know exactly, okay, this is going to work with this audience, it's going to be appealing to them. Whatever,
Yeah.
like you'll have done the research.
Yeah.
And I think
Yeah,
that's
you're
worth
right.
it.
You could end up with the same looking results, but if you understand how you got there, it's a lot more valuable than just, having something spat out to you and it's just like, oh. Now, I mean, if you want to get ideas from that may be valuable to you. Go to one of those websites, get ideas, and then present that to the designer and be like, hey, yeah, this is what I was thinking. These are some things that I like.
And they should be able to guide you in the right way.
Yeah, and then I think that's valuable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
But,
like using a calculator versus writing out the math problem. I always tell my kids to show their work. I hated showing my work when I was a kid because I would do the work in my head, but it's still worth it. It's beneficial to do the work.
Yeah. Kind of like drawing thumbnails.
Yeah. Yeah, so kind of unrelated, but we can talk about this for a little bit. At work, I'm working on an application, and basically the client said, okay, we have an existing application. We'd like you all to redesign it to work better, and we want the front end to look different. So they started building it immediately instead of taking the time to sketch out, like plan out the front end. Because when you're building an application, the front end and the, you can't plan out the back end until you know what the front end needs to look like, until you know all the business rules that need to be in place and all that type of stuff. And they didn't do that. And so I've been in kind of the frustrating position of having to figure out, okay, well, here's what the front end looks like now. Now, what does it need to do? Oh, okay, now I got to go talk to the database developer and have him change the database so that the front end can do what it's supposed to do and all this other crap. So, it's kind of annoying, but the point I'm trying to make is that it's really good to plan out ahead of time and take the time to sit down and kind of sketch out, take time doing wireframes and all that stuff. I know we've talked about it in the past how it's kind of annoying and you kind of want to jump right in, but it's worth it. And I'm learning. Well, I'm not learning. I knew that, but I wish the people I worked with knew that before I started working there, because then I wouldn't have to fix it now.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy to, with technology and everything now, it's so easy to get to the point, get to the, completion, to the where it looks like you're finished and all that kind of stuff. You get caught up in the final product. And yeah, I mean, it's like everything else. Yeah, you haven't walked the, you haven't, yeah, you didn't take the journey to get there. And so you don't understand it and you can't, you can't defend it. It's not a real brand. It's a,
Well, that's kind of what
just a,
happened with the app I'm working on is we developed, and when I came in, like they had already developed a lot of the functionality, or at least they thought they had. And so I was just doing front end UI stuff. So I did all my UI stuff, thought I was mostly done, and then we gave it over to testers to test it. And the system kind of fell on its face because a lot of the front end functionality wasn't there. There were things that we just assumed, excuse me, we just assumed worked that didn't. And the user interface was limiting, and because I designed the user interface around the functionality that I assumed was supposed to be there, which was based on incorrect information. And so it was like, in the end, we ended up kind of scrapping whole sections of code and restarting stuff because we didn't take the time to walk the path and say, okay, first, let's mock up the front end based on the requirements. Then let's make a mock-up that, like a working mock-up, so people can click through it and say, yeah, this is actually what I need. I need to see this information here and this information there, and et cetera, et cetera. And then based on that, actually build it.
Yeah. No, that's important. I mean, that's, I think that's something that I've learned over time to be more patient, because I tend to do the same thing. Somebody comes to me with an idea, or like, oh, I need this, and I mean, immediately you get like a bunch of ideas in your head, but it's like, I've learned to hold that until I know more. Yeah. Ask more questions, because it's so easy to run down a road that may not be good for the person, and you've wasted their time and yours. More importantly, you've wasted your own time. Yeah. So,
but on also on the topic of fast design, have you used Adobe Spark?
No. What's that?
So, do you have the Adobe subscription thing? Or you're out here hacking it up?
I have a subscription. Okay.
Well, if you go to spark.adobe.com, it's a pretty interesting tool. So, it's basically like for generating stuff for social media, I would say. Because it's got a lot of templates, and you drag your picture in there, and then it'll pop out like a image with some words on it or something like that.
Your inspirational quote.
Yeah, it's a good inspirational quote template. But when you're trying to promote your on your Fashion Nova boutique or whatever.
Yeah, so I want to put a picture of me, my butt, and then I want some kind of inspirational quote in front of it.
But I thought it goes along with the fast design thing. But I think it's useful in a way. And just like we said about all this other stuff, it's useful. I like the tool so far because, like, my wife, she has a blog and she does a lot of social media stuff. And so in the past, she would be like, okay, I need to design this image for me to put on Instagram or Pinterest or whatever. And I don't always have time to do that or whatever. So
yeah,
I think it's a useful tool, especially if you're trying to promote something and you don't want to spend a bunch of time on it, then it's easy to drag something in there and get a decent looking, you know, template that you can use.
Yeah, for social media, I mean, I think that's fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like an ad campaign. It's just, you know, you just need something to put up that looks halfway decent. I mean, that's totally fine. Yeah.
And I think,
I mean, all of these things are tools. I think you just got to know when to use them and where.
Right, exactly. Because I use it, I've used it a couple times for stuff we posted on Instagram. Those two or three times we posted on Instagram in the last year, but yeah, I think that's useful. So I think that's the biggest takeaway I would say about this whole fast design stuff is know when to use it. Because I think, you know, if you're working with someone who knows what they're doing and they can kind of give you advice on how to use the tool, even a crappy tool can be useful. Just like, you know, they say about cameras, it's not the quality of the camera, it's the person using it. So right person using a crappy camera
and
get a decent picture.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody the other day at work about that. He was talking about somebody using a $15,000 camera. I was like, you don't need that.
Yeah, so actually,
it's not necessary.
Right before we were recording, a friend of mine called me asking, like, so what kind of camera should I get? And he was looking like a Nikon D3000. And he was like, well, should I spend a little bit more and get like the 3700 or whatever, you know, whatever is higher? And he's like, I don't think you're going to know the difference. You could get it. You could put the more money towards it, but it's not going to, if you're just starting out, you just want an SLR, then you're not going to be able to tell the difference. It's just a longer number on the front.
Grab you a D50 for like $50. Or a D90 if you got a little bit more money or something like that. That's what I have. I mean, it'll do the job. I mean, you need to start. I mean, honestly, if you really want to learn photography, get a film camera.
Yeah. Yeah, and people will think you're all hipster, fancy person. Like, oh, I only shoot film.
Yeah. But it'll teach you make you go through the steps. You'll learn to not take 8,000 pictures when only 8 of them are good, you know.
Definitely.
So.
I think it's kind of related too, because it's like when design is so disposable and easy to get, just like with a digital camera, it's so easy to just take another picture as long as you got memory cards.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, why do I need to care how good it is? I'll just snap, snap, snap.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that. It's the same with music and a lot of other stuff. It's like it's disposable, I mean, but like the stuff that lasts, you know, somebody put thought into it.
Yeah. Does it bother you, or do you care that design is becoming some design is becoming disposable?
I guess it annoys me a little bit, but I don't really put that much thought into it. Because, I mean, I try to work with people that care. I mean, or when they come to me with something, I let them know. I ask some questions that makes them think about what they want designed. Because I'm not going to just pump something out for them. So
pump it out.
I don't know. I can't say. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think.
Pause. I have to think
about it like from the perspective of like a company like Mercedes or something like that, or like a brand like Gucci or somebody. Like, guys, I don't think they care that H&M is coming out with new, cheaper and cheaper t-shirts or whatever. Because it's like, it's a different client. So when people mention...
Yeah. I'd wear a Gucci Coolest Monkey in the junk shirt. Because at least I know the quality. Gucci, I'd wear.
Nah. <that's...
laughs> Hey, look at a bathing ape.
Yeah, that's true. Like, people been wearing bait for years, and it was never an issue. And it'll say on it...
I remember when it came out, and that was like...
A bathing ape or whatever, and you're like, oh, that's fine. But don't call me a monkey in the jungle.
It's the optics of it's cheap.
I understand. So I bought something from H&M like last year sometime. So they sent me, actually just this week, they sent me a thing in the mail where I can get 40% off of one item, plus free standard shipping. So
hey,
I'm gonna cop that monkey.
What'd you get?
That monkey hoodie. If they have my size.
Well, they're on clearance.
Probably.
Like all my kids got them.
Oh yeah, that was just a bad decision. I mean, I think it's on one hand, I understand the outrage and all that stuff, because it's just obvious, like, okay, we shouldn't use that picture. But clearly, the boy's parents allowed it to happen, unless they photoshopped all that together afterwards.
They're not from here. They're not thinking like that. They're like from Africa or something like that, and this happened in Sweden.
Yeah, you're right.
They ain't thinking about that.
But still, yeah, I feel like they should have thought it through a little bit. Just think about it a little bit. And then, on the other hand, I feel like it would be nice to be in a situation where, or in a world where, as a black person, you could wear something that says Coolest Monkey in the Jungle and no one ever thinks about anything. They're just like, yeah.
I mean, because I'm sure the kid didn't think about it.
I don't know. It's hard to say, but I mean, like, because I've seen. In my imagination, I might be wrong, but in my imagination, if white kid that wore that, they would. It's okay. Coolest monkey in the jungle. It's no problem.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a thing.
It would not be a thing because you're black, and I feel like you're empowering the problem. On some level, you're empowering the problem by reacting, by making it a big deal.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I heard about a brand after that doing something that it's like, there was a theory somebody was saying. It's like these brands are starting to do it on purpose because they get attention. I don't know how accurate that is because it's not like the attention is good. I don't know that their sales increased. Maybe from the Tiki Torch crowd, maybe they're picking up H&M or something. I mean, I don't know that that's...
Crowd will definitely still cop by H&M.
I don't know how accurate that theory is. I mean, one thing to think about, but it actually sounds a terrible idea.
It seems like people will, I don't know, these days, attention is attention. It doesn't matter good or bad. It's like the whole thing with Monique going after Netflix and all this other crap. Like, it's all negative attention.
Yeah, maybe, because you'll find...
It's also people are talking about her, and they're fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it'll... I don't know. Because, I mean, do people want attention or do they want money? I mean, I don't know. I mean, because, you know, you do that, but more and more... Maybe you'll get on some interviews or somebody will listen to you, but I don't see you getting money.
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. You got to find a way to flip it to actually make some money. But, yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I mean, because guilting somebody into paying you just seems like a weird, like... I don't know. And it's like, you better, if it does work, whatever you put out better be, like, amazing.
But so, have you ever watched one of her stand-ups?
Not recently.
I think I've watched part of one of her stand-ups one time accidentally.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever sat through a hole and I've seen part of it.
Because to me, personally, she's just not that funny. She was entertaining on, like, on TV shows and stuff like that. I'd watch it. But she's not that funny. Like, I want to hear her tell jokes for an hour. Not happening.
Yeah, I mean, she's, you know, it's just not, I don't know.
And so there's, yeah, and, whatever. Anyway.
I don't think Kevin Hart's funny. No, either, so. I mean, it's just,
I don't think he's funny at all. He has some moments where it's like, but he's really not funny.
No, his stand up is not. The last stand up
I saw from him wasn't funny. He was talking about his house and stuff.
No, it wasn't. I fell asleep. Yeah. I fell asleep watching that.
Check this out, because I never really watched any of his stand up either. And not funny.
No, I definitely prefer Dave Chappelle type stuff.
I've watched Bill Burr and Chappelle and Louis C.K. People that I think they're actually funny, but Kevin Hart, he's not actually funny to me.
You can't say Louis C.K. anymore.
I don't care. He's funny. And I watched the stand up that guy that's in
I really did like his show and everything, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not like Bill Cosby or nothing. I mean, I don't know. Never mind. We should just not talk about this.
All right. So thanks for tuning in to this episode of the
Oscar. Oh, have you seen Aziz? No.
Do you think he's funny?
Yeah.
He's.
I thought his show was really good.
Master of None. Yeah. I thought it was going to be funny, and it wasn't funny, but it was still entertaining. His stand-up.
Well, it was kind of like the show Louis, but his own version of it.
Yeah, very much so. Because the Louis show was just like random. Like, what is this?
That show was depressing.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, a lot of comics are depressed. But I thought the Aziz, he's funny, but he's not like, I really got to watch this because it's really going to be funny. He's got some jokes here and there, but he's not as funny. Like, if I was going to rank, I'd say Kevin Hart is, of these people we talked about, Kevin Hart is the least funny. Aziz, slightly more funny. And then Chappelle and some of those other people are close at the top. Because they're actually.
So he's not funny enough to sleep with him if he's pressuring you.
Nah.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
I definitely would leave before it got to that point.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. That's our
on that note
misogyny segment for this week. If you enjoy this podcast, definitely leave a comment or hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those places. We're at Alien Muffin. Thanks for tuning in. Go check out Black Panther if you haven't planned to. Try and find some tickets or something. And any last words, Anthony?
We should probably design some kind of African garb for people to pick up.
Yeah, you're right. So also, before you check out our website, we have some African type stuff on our shop, alienmuffin.com, and click on shop or go to
alienmuffin.threadless.com.
Yeah, check that out. But we'll be back again. Sorry for being late, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Right.
I done seen better days. On my wallet don't fly no more. In heaven it never rains. I'm praying that I make it to the door. Yeah, I done seen better days. On my wallet don't fly no more. In heaven it never rains. I'm praying that I make it to the door. Cousin in jail again, asking mom for bail again.